Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
We're reading from Acts. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, is he, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they should live, so that they would search for God, and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. Bless our God, you peoples. Let the sound of praise be heard.
Our God has kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us just as silver is tried.
You brought us into the net, laying heavy burdens upon our backs.
You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you have brought us out into a place of refreshment.
I will enter your house with burnt offerings and will pay you my vows.
Those that I promised with my lips spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble.
I will offer you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of rams. I will give you oxen and goats.
Come and listen. All you who believe, I will tell you what God has done for me.
I called out to God with my mouth and praised the Lord with my tongue.
If I had cherished evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me.
But in truth, God has heard me and has attended to the sound of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer nor withheld unfailing love from me. The second reading is from 1 Peter. Who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, 8 persons, were saved through water, and baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
On this sixth Sunday of Easter, the reading continues with Jesus teaching his disciples on that night before his betrayal, his trial, his crucifixion. What the church hears started with Jesus taking, the role of a slave, wrapping a towel around himself and serving and washing the feet of his disciples. He taught his disciples to love one another as he has loved them. He has spoken to them about his journey that will take him ahead of them to prepare a place for them. That in seeing him, they have seen the Father. That they will do even greater things than they have witnessed him doing. That whatever they ask for in his name, they will receive. That last one calls for a little caution, of course. Disciples need to make sure that their requests are aligned with God's desire, God's mission. And that mission embodies love for all people, for all creation. In the midst of it all, the disciples start seeing that they find themselves on a precipice. And maybe not, instead of a precipice, they find themselves in a liminal space. A limen is that threshold, that board on the floor of a door. This threshold is not in either of the rooms, but is completely in between. In such locations, people often experience anxiety. Their anxious experience can involve, excitement and hope. It can also be filled with dread and angst. Perhaps one can imagine what kind of anxious experience those disciples are having. Thomas and Peter asked questions that suggested more fear than hope. Certainly, this nation lives in a liminal time. Many pundits argue that about what the way forward looks like, whether we should preserve what has been or whether we should be looking for new ways to be the community together. Indeed, the church lives in space in between as well. Congregations and every expression of the church need to clarify their strategy, their position for moving forward, moving through the liminal time. Today, as this congregation honors high school graduates, Those families live with very real awareness of being in between, looking ahead to what is next, be it work or trade school or college, offers wonderful excitement even as it can conjure some concerns about what the future holds. Of course, adolescence is a period in life that is liminal at so many levels, and it has grown over the past few decades from an experience of the teen years to stretch well into the young person's 20s. Parents, young people, teachers, counselors, and so many others know just how treacherous this time can be. Bullying online, if not in person, becoming clear about personal identity along so many different dimensions of life, figuring out who offers a safe conversation partner among peers and among surrounding older people makes for a formidable minefield. One church proclaims on their front space that they intend a safe space for people to grow in relationship with Jesus Christ. Knowing the culture of that area of the country, as well as the probable denominational or non-denominational association of that congregation, one might wonder how safe that space is for those clarifying their sexual or gender identity. Just because someone claims safety or intends safety does not portend safety. In this midst of all this liminality, today Jesus makes more promises. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees it, her, him, nor knows this Spirit. You know the Spirit because the Spirit abides with you. And the Spirit will be in you. Remember that Jesus has just defined his commandment to the disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus says the first commandment is to love God. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. In the reign of God, love is the foundation for everything. One member who grew up in this congregation intimated that their experience of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church includes a deep commitment to love people no matter what. No matter their ethnic or national origin, no matter their socioeconomic situation, no matter their sexuality, gender, or any other identity, they articulated an understanding that this congregation loves people and lets God work out all the rest. Keep the commandment to love one another as Jesus loves. In the liminal space, Jesus promises an advocate who stands beside the disciples both then and now. That Spirit of truth lives in you today and every day. More so, the Spirit of truth accompanies each and every faithful one, you and me, in and through community. For high school graduates attending college, campus ministry provides a place of care, concern, love, and good humor. Where else can you, well, debate whether orthodoxy allows for baptism of artificial intelligence? For others, congregations and ministries within those congregations can provide spaces of affirmation and support, love and grace. Though the church welcomes saint and sinner members of all kinds, though being church together can include failures and profound blessing at the same time, the gathered church seeks to live the love and unity that God desires for everyone. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.